service includes some psalms written by different members of the congregation. If you remember, at the start of the summer, we began to look at this book of the Bible, which covers all the emotions from the deepest despair to the highest elation. And there seemed no better place to turn to for drawing inspiration for our own responses to the coronavirus. And as some of the voices here have processed this in different creative ways, I hope that you'll be able to relate to some of the themes, that they help you to connect with God or receive some new insight for worship, and that they are a blessing to you in this service. Thanks.
God of strength and might, of the highest heights, your strong arms surround me like the ridges of the mountains cradle the valley. Your love pours wildly and freely like the waterfall, gushing and thundering, so fast and fierce. My heart leaps like the salmon caught in the rays of your light, to thank and praise you that your brilliance has shattered the darkness.
I need to want to be open with you. I want to need you like I used to keep going to the place that keeps me going. Obey the call to be obedient, to find you when I can't find me, to be present in your presence.
O Father, through this time when the lies of the world have been torn back to expose human fragility, when the lies of the corporations have fallen to their knees and people have been left vulnerable and hurting, you've been here with us. O Father, you chose from the beginning of my life who I would be at this time. You chose to place me among the wounded and traumatized, to face loss and chaos amongst the most vulnerable in Glasgow. I thank you for this honor. You made sure that this work was never in my own power, for if anything, I have learnt that I am weaker than a virus, but you are stronger than a pandemic. When the streets emptied and the shops transformed into ghostly memories, my walk was still accompanied by your presence. When physical protection failed and I saw friends and colleagues fall ill, I dressed in your spiritual armour and went to battle in confidence. When my own grace failed, burnout, frustration and egotism brought to the fore, you brought me back to your word, a salve to my soul. And instead of chastising, you healed my wounds so that I could continue to heal others through you. Lockdown brought frustration, aggression, and anger to the fore. But you have reminded me how that you would speak and act. You have given me boldness and patience. O Father, your ways are gentle and kind. This prayer is but a pause on the battleground. The enemy has more troops, and I am tired to my bones. But I know that yours is the power, and when I pause to look up, you will guide me forward. Amen.
Lover of justice, I cry out to you. Don't let my prayer bounce off the ceiling unheard. Hear my plea. This is so unfair. The rich and powerful do as they desire, travel to Durham, to their villa in Greece, while we remain at home, obedient, missing the joy of a maternity leave, hugs from our grandchildren, the loving touch of a friend. And the poorest, the refugees are tethered to hotel rooms, imprisoned, ignored, elderly confined to their rooms and care homes. And yet, in the midst of our pain, you are beside us, alongside us, weeping with us, God with us, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. You, O Lord, are more powerful than governments, more penetrating than any virus. Who else can save us? Bless the Lord, O my soul.
So this is a psalm of God's love story and a nation's folly. O Lord, for the just and humble, there's never an absence of you. For you have spoken along our known paths, and you have sung along our unknown paths. You have poured out your love story in the desert of a nation's reason. And wherever we are in our story, you have always invited White Inch into yours. Glory, glory, we have heard a different voice of hope and justice. Salvation is your story, but the corrupt nation's destructive story of silence and evil, giving temporary shelter for those warring against the refugee, those who rage against political reform, hate social justice and hide historic wrongs. They will walk their paths of folly forever in the absence of you. Destruction is their story.
Hi everyone, good morning. This past week I've been reading the White Inch Psalms, and those who responded to Heather's call to consider writing their own Psalms, they've handed them in, and we've been blessed actually by hearing some of them today. Now, if you recall, the Psalms were written in late June, when we were mostly confined to our homes, when there was just the hint of the world reawakening again, of the new freedoms promised to us, but not quite with us. And let's start actually by reminding ourselves that the Psalms that we've read and heard today are actually written by us, by humans. They're prayed over, yeah, but they're not scripture, and they're not a replacement for scripture. But actually, I've just been so encouraged by reading them. And our author's words reflected what we find in the 150 Psalms. All the emotions that we find in the Psalms, plus glimpses into the lives of the writers. Everything is in there. We've been blessed with such a wide variety of modern Psalms. And I don't know about you, but I found something in each of the ones we've heard that just resonated with my soul. The words that God's brilliance has shattered darkness lifted my eyes towards heaven. Heather, such a beautiful way with words. And I loved Heather's reminder of this magnificence of God, his strength, his love, his light. And that was wonderful reassurance for me in these days. And that was a good psalm to start with. And Claire's line, I want to need you like I used to. There was a conviction there for me that I'm likely to try and forge my own way in this season. And it's only by remembering how I used to rely on God, how much I need God, that I bring myself back on track. And I love the reminder that it's only with God that we can keep on keeping on. So thank you, Claire. And although we haven't heard Jeremy's psalm yet, we hope to present it separately, but the theme of injustice in that stirred my heart. And I so appreciated Jeremy's vulnerability on display in the psalm. I won't offer you any more spoilers, but please do look out for it and engage with it when we finally get it up and out there. And Andy's psalm contrasts with those who choose destruction and those who humbly seek the Lord and salvation. It's interesting how the theme of justice crops up in our work. It's such a major theme in the Bible, yet not one that has such a high focus in many of our churches. And I wonder, for example, even in lockdown, how many of us have written to our MPs seeking justice for those who have no voice of their own. Justice is something we need to keep at the forefront of our mind of the kingdom of God. And as Andy reminds us, God invites Whiteinch into his story to join with his different voice, not the voice of the secular world, but his voice, bringing hope and justice into Whiteinch. And not just into the church family either, but the parish too. And that remains our invitation. And Tamsin's too, her personal account of just being on the front line just moved me to tears. And thank you Tamsin for putting your thoughts into words for us all to read. But actually thank you to everyone for being willing to put pen to paper and then sharing those words. Thank you to Heather, to Claire, to Andy, Tamsin and Jeremy. Your words have truly blessed us. But for this morning, I'd like to just take a brief glimpse, not at one of the Psalms, but actually a little small excerpt from Lamentations chapter 3. And I'm going to be reading verses 19 through to 23 if you want to pick your Bible up, because I won't have the print on the screen this time. So Lamentations 3, starting at verse 19. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for those who have taken time to put their thoughts and their prayers into words. We thank you that we have been blessed by the handwritten, the new Psalms, the modern Psalms, written by some of the church family. And as we look to your word now, help us bring things to mind. Renew our hope, Lord, in the midst of some days which are continue to be difficult. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The writer of Lamentations is believed to be Jeremiah, so I'm going to refer to it as him. It's not absolutely sure, but it's fairly sure. But it records not only Israel's suffering, but his own. And Jeremiah doesn't shy away from remembering his deep affliction. And indeed, he actually feels that it was useful to remember it, to record it, to understand it for what it was, and not pretend that it wasn't there. And actually, that's what we have heard today from the modern Psalms. This way of writing is a biblical model. And it's not only in the book of Psalms, but here we find it in Lamentations too. Jeremiah remembers and he acknowledges that his soul is downcast. For us, it might be overwhelming if we loiter in our current situation, if we dwell on it. These are indeed challenging days. The issues are really complex. The rules that are in place to keep us safe are ever changing. And that all leads to a world gripped by pain and anxiety. And indeed, you could go as far as to say fear seems to rule. Yet, we are people of God. We do not rest there. We do not loiter in that place. And the next line, for the first place in the book of Lamentations, we see a note of hope. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. I love this verse. I just love it. Whenever I hang around in the darkness, I remember the way God has blessed us in the past, how God is faithful and keeps his promises, and I have the hope that he will do so again. No matter the storm, no matter the changing rules, no matter the virus, no matter the government, God is supreme. He rules over all. And as Heather said, God of strength and might, of the highest heights, your strong arms surround me like the ridges of the mountain cradle the valley. Your love pours wildly and freely like the waterfall gushing and thundering so fast and fierce. He is faithful in all that he does. Even if we are faithless, he remains faithful. His character is constant and consistent. God does not change for a moment, and his truth does not change. His ways do not change, and his purposes do not change, no matter what storm surrounds us. Brian and I managed to squeeze a few days in Northern Ireland recently. We got to visit our parents, which was wonderful. But while we were there, we managed a couple of days visiting the North Antrim coast, an area famed for beautiful beaches. We even managed to get a swim. We visited many beaches from our youth, and Brian in particular has a connection with the area, that part of the world, which goes back to the earliest days of memories. And as is usual, there was some pretty stormy weather while we were there. And familiar beaches that we know from old look different with this excess foam rising in the wind, the seaweed, the driftwood. And actually, one beach seemed to have disappeared since I last remembered it. The sand seemed to have been washed away. Now, whether it was over time or by one huge storm, I don't know, I'm not sure. And yet, despite the one big storm, or maybe several lesser storms, despite the superficial changes to the landscape that happen as the year goes by, the rocks remain in place. The rocks that Brian remembers clambering over as a kid, they're still there today. No Atlantic storm had washed the rocks away. And every morning, the sea may look different, the beach may look different, the rocks remain. Every morning, God's love, God's faithfulness, the Lord, our rock, remains. Regardless of the storm, he remains the same. And from this secure base, how can we extend God's love into the community at White Inch once more? And we'll look at that in a bit more depth in coming weeks. But in the meantime, when you feel wobbly in this strange world we live in, when you struggle when the rules for visiting people, visiting friends, socialising change yet again, remember this phrase, "This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope." Remind yourself what God has done in the past, and know that he will do it again. He is faithful. Amen. Let's pray together now. And I'm going to use the line from the hymn that we sang earlier, "Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow." So we'll finish also, I should have said that, with the Lord's Prayer. So let's pray together. Father, we know those around us, some friends, family, even ourselves, can be prone to fear, can be prone to anxiety in these uncertain times. We pray for all of those who are wobbling, all of those who are uncertain. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. We pray for those in our community who are unwell, for those who are suffering from chronic illness, who struggle on a day-to-day basis with pain, with discomfort, with difficulties in breathing, maybe with allergies. Lord, we pray, we dare to ask for healing for them. Bring healing, we pray, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. For all in our community, for the people who live in Whiteinch, for those who work in Whiteinch, for the various groups and communities that we have links with, we think of Healing for the Heart, we think of Rainbow House, for Well Fed, for the primary school in our district. Father, protect them, look out for them. And for them all, we pray strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. And for us as a church, Lord, keep us focused on you. Keep us focused on your purpose as we move through this vacancy procedure, as we get all the things that we need, all the ducks in a row, so that we're ready to appoint a new minister. Lord, keep our eye on that goal. Keep us moving forward. Give each person in our church family, we pray, strength for today, bright hope for tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's finish with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those that sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.